opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big week in the ATL. SEC Media Day is going on, and our buddy Peter Burns is sitting down with us, ESPN SEC Network studio analyst. I love his work, man. I was watching you guys this morning, as a matter of fact, Peter, so thanks for jumping on with us here on Dukes and Bell. We'll be down there tomorrow, as a matter of fact, broadcasting live at SEC Media Days with the All-Star Game today here in the ATL. We are at Murph's Cobb Galleria, guys. Come on out and see us. Peter, I want to start with Kirby Smart and his comments today and talking about how young his team is. He lost a lot of experience. But, you know, he was talking about this transactional thing in college football, and I want to get your thoughts on this because Mike and I were talking about it to start the show today. Kirby saying he still believes in relationships, and he doesn't want this stuff to just be, you know, hey, we're cutting you a check and you come play for us. It's got to be more than that. Peter, how hard is that, though, now in college football for all of these SEC coaches?
Well, it's hard. And I'll be honest with you guys. My relationship with y'all is over. Y'all didn't send a helicopter down here to come pick me up after this interview to come out here for the All-Star game. I mean, geez. Y'all got it going right there. I think what Kirby says is true because he grew up in a situation where you're recruiting these guys for the time that, hell, they're eighth graders, ninth graders. And I feel that's lost now. That these guys would sit there and go, all right, I'm going to – for freshmen, and Kirby has done a great job. I mean, he's crushing it and recruiting like he always does. And he has those relationships. And then the transfer portal opens, and then you start speed dating. And it's like, how do you make sure I bring the right guys in this environment? How do I make sure that I have guys that are going to fit when Kirby, who probably gets after his players as hard as anybody in all of college football, are ready for that moment, and they're not just looking for a paycheck. So it's an interesting balance right now. And Kirby finds himself at the tail end of that Nick Saban era where you could just stack first-round draft pick after first-round draft pick on this rosters, and now it's more like an NFL parity world where it's like the Falcons have a salary cap and everybody has to kind of react on into that salary cap, and that's why you see a lot more parity in college football and especially here in the SEC.
And that's the thing, Peter, because Georgia doesn't have a top 10 payroll right now, which is kind of interesting as far as what other teams are doing. Like Texas, they just got the best player out of Georgia, Tyler Atkinson. And I know Kirby says, if you won't be coached hard, you come to Georgia. But, I mean, you know, but this is the fine line which separates a national championship from a runner-up, isn't it?
By the way, it's funny because I was walking right through the halls and I was saying hi to Steve Sarkisian right before he went into one of his interviews and he was on his phone. And I'm like, what the hell is Sark watching on his phone on media days? And it was this young man deciding, you know, that he was going to come out to Texas. And so I saw him about 15 minutes later after his interview and I go, oh, I see what you were watching now. And I go, you probably knew the kid was coming. And he goes, dude, you never know. You had no idea. Because he goes, I knew Kirby was lurking at that point. So, yeah, I mean, listen, there's still that competition right now for all of these teams, and I look at the NFL, I look at the college football now with the amount of parity. Is that yes, there is a salary cap. Yes, there are teams that are having that are spending a little bit more money, but there's still people that want to play for Kirby because it's still the damn gold standard of college football. I'm a firm believer in that through and through. And so, what Saban used to get kind of the discount of wanting to play for Coach Saban, there's still players that want to do that because when you see that those colors of the Georgia Bulldogs, you know it's going to be an excellent product.
Peter, Who, in your opinion, is the best quarterback into the season? We know that will change.
Yeah.
And full disclosure, I'm a Texas guy. I went there, and Arch is getting all this love. He's getting all sure. this love. And it, I think it's a dangerous position because Texas is not used to their quarterback getting this kind of love. I mean, with all due respect, you know, you're going back to Vince Young. Yeah. And I just feel like, okay, maybe he'll handle it, maybe he won't. But is he truly the best quarterback coming into the season?
There's no way I'd buy that. And not because I don't believe in Arch Manning. I think Arch is going to be fantastic. And I love that the plan that they had for Arch was come in, you redshirt your freshman year, you're going to play a little bit more your next year, and then I'm going to give you the reins. That was the reason why the whole game plan that Sark pitched him on has worked. And so that's great. But if you look at Garrett Nussmeier, you know, coming back for his fifth year, I think he's fantastic. Lenore Sellers, guys, is just an absolute beast of a human. Like, you walk with him and you're just like, all right, well, I need to get to the gym like tomorrow. And the kid Austin Simmons, that all week long, the most impressive young man that I've had a chance to meet. And I say young man because he's 19 years old. He was homeschooled. He skipped two grades early. Is Austin Simmons, the new quarterback over at LSU? I mean, over at Ole Miss. And remember, guys, in that Georgia game, when Jackson Dart went down, I'm thinking, oh, well, they're just going to hand the ball off and see if Jackson's okay. They threw it like seven straight passes, and it was the same game plan. And I asked him about that. I'm like, hey, were you scared? He goes, no. I mean, Lane just said we're going to run the same plays, so we did. And he was so cool, calm, collected. He's like I don't even want to say more confident, but a bigger, faster, stronger version of Tua. Hell, he even told me he grew out his hair longer because people kept calling him Tua because they looked the same. It's going to be fun to see him develop. I think Ole Miss does take a step back because defensively they're not going to be good as they were last year, especially up front, but he's going to be fun as hell to watch.
We're talking with Peter Burns, guys, ESPN SEC Network studio analyst. He's over there down the street at the Omni and where all the stuff's going on. We'll be there tomorrow, by the way, for SEC Media Days. The story today, every year there's a couple of questions. Is Hugh Freeze playing too much golf? So what is going on here? But the recruiting rankings really are that pitiful.
Yeah, I mean, they're not great, but then again, winning cures everything, right? And Hugh can shut everybody the hell up if he goes out there and wins against Baylor right off the jump, and then Jackson Arnold becomes the guy that was the number three recruit back in 2023 and the savior of this program. I think Hugh suffers sometimes from being stubborn because he believes in what he can do so much. And I think last year, instead of going into the portal, they said, I'm going to make Peyton Thorne work because I'm that good of a play caller and offensive mind. And it just flat out didn't work. He knew he needed to make a change, to credit to him for doing that. But it's a big season for the Auburn Tigers, and they grow restless. And I don't know if you ever heard this, but you know, the Auburn fans, they normally get a little fired up, to say the least.
A little bit.
Peter, you don't believe this nonsense that Greg McElroy is talking about. We love Greg, but come on, Greg. I mean, to put the idea out there, well, I'm hearing, you know, Saban could return. Where? Yeah. Where is he going, Peter? This is ridiculous, isn't it?
Hey, yeah. I mean, listen, I think even Greg kind of said it tongue-in-cheek, and I think it's one of these things when you have, like, 9,000 different live mics throughout it, everyone's like, maybe? And then you start thinking about it, and after a while, you're like, I mean, why not? And then after I have, like, the ninth gin and tonic, I'm like, all right, well, here's the deal. Brian Kelly retires to Ireland and plays golf, and he's back at LSU, and this is great. Like, I will say this. I mean, the word that was used was like malpractice. And Lane Kiffin said it yesterday. It's malpractice that Nick Saban, who absolutely still has his fastball, I mean, we work with him, and he's as sharp as he's ever been, is not involved in the game of college sports right now on a coaching level. But I think, you know, just like Mack Brown did, like Roy Williams did, Coach K, these legends don't believe that the game that we watch in front of us right now behind the scenes is built the same. But I'll be honest with you, I consume college football like I consume my fast food. I don't want to be in the kitchen. I don't.
Right.
But I'm sure as hell going to eat it and consume the hell out of it. That's why I got a little spare tire. I got a 4-pack instead of a 6-pack like Jordan Rogers does. So.
For sure.
It's Peter Burns, guys, ESPN SEC analyst. He's down there at the SEC Media Days. So they signed sort of a non-aggression pact, the Big Ten and the SEC last fall.
Well, the hell with that. Screw them. I mean, that's a Ponzi scheme of a conference right there. I mean, you got one or two teams. You got right. Michigan and Ohio State, and everybody else is schedule fillers. Go look at what Indiana did today.
They just dropped Virginia.
How weak of a move is that to go out there and play the Amish School of Technology or whoever the hell they're going to play?
Like Austin Peay and Kennesaw State, by the way.
I mean, come on. What are we doing? The reason why is because they know that they can hide under the perceived perception that the Big Ten is the best conference in college football when it's only one or two teams. Penn State's fine, but you're not going to sell me that they're the powerhouse that Georgia is or that Alabama is going to be this year or Texas is going to be. I'm just not buying this. So, again, but they're gaming the system. And while we want to rip them, I guess maybe they're smart over there because they're realizing that they can game the system, not play anybody in their non-conference schedule, and use the shield of the Big Ten being as perceived the same equal value as the SEC, and that's a bunch of BS.
Little Birdie told me your Twitter profile may be lying. You are not the worst bunker player in the history of college golf, and that you get into pockets. Is this true or false?
I can't confirm or deny that. although the last time I was here, I had a bad memory. I was having dinner last night with Rick Neuheisel, and I was asking about golf, and he goes, it's not as good as the last time we played Peachtree. You want to know a guy that can play some golf. Rick Neuheisel. If Rick asks you to play golf, say absolutely not. No.
Yeah.
I'm still – there was a comma in what I lost to him at Peachtree that one time. So,
whoa.
It's not good.
That's funny. Hey, man, we love your work, brother. Keep it up. I know you'll be here over the next few days. We'll hopefully get a chance to see you tomorrow and just give you a big shout-out. But appreciate you stopping by, Peter. Thanks so much.
Always, guys. Y'all enjoy the game tonight, all right?
Yeah, man.
Cool beans.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Peter Burns, guys. SEC Network. He does a terrific job. He's the co-host of the SEC this morning, which they do a terrific job. They've been here all week, and they'll be here for the next few days.
So now we're talking about today. Every year there's a few storylines. I mean, this is nothing like being over in Hoover a couple years ago when somebody hits Philip Fulmer with a subpoena. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
the Alabama case about grabbing a player from Memphis and paying. We're not getting that kind of juice or that kind of heat so far, but it was kind of interesting. Brian Kelly answered some tough questions about expectations for them, and we just talked about Hugh Freeze with Peter Burns. And then, of course, Kirby. Kirby continuing to say, look, you know, you come here if you want to be coach, but then in the same week that Kirby's talking to the media, we see Texas sign the number one player in the state of Georgia from Grayson High School, and it's about money. So you've still got to find a way to close that gap. Is it make you nervous if you're a Georgia fan to see that Georgia is not in the top 10 as far as the payroll right now?
Yes and no, because you still have to be smart in who you're spending on. But I'll say this, too. There's the reason why he went to Texas is twofold. One is Georgia's linebacker room is loaded. It's a testament to what Kirby and his coaches have done. It's easy to say you're going to come here and you're going to start, no matter how talented you are. Mike, he really can go to Texas and have a bigger impact more quicker or immediately than he could at Georgia.
But Saban could stack him.
He could. You can't do that now.
You just can't stack him like you
do that.
And that's why Georgia hasn't won a national championship the last 2 years.
So when you say it's about money, yeah, the money was there. But I also think the opportunity – listen, all these kids, they still – the main thing is, can I go play? How soon do I get on the field? And – if that is quicker at Texas than it's going to be at Georgia simply because the room is stacked and you've got guys that are better than you right now in the program, then that's another reason to make this kind of decision. And by the way, Texas being in the SEC, and I was telling Day-Day this, this is why Oklahoma and Texas wanted to come. They realized the recruiting hotbed of the Southeast, you're killing it in the Texas area and certainly in the mid part of the country. But now you can tell this kid, we'll be back in your part of the country. We're going to play Florida and Georgia and Alabama and Auburn. You're going to get plenty of your family and friends to come see you play. So it's not as big of a selling point where it used to be, hey, well, how often are my family or my parents going to get a chance to see me play? But I say all that to say I am surprised that Georgia is not higher on the list when you talk about payroll. I am.
Also today we learned that Will Muschamp is still alive. He just was a clerical error why he was not listed on Georgia's coaching staff. You're going to hear Kirby Smart's conversation.
Oh, you mean like
a clerical error with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, okay.
When it came to his injury status.
Okay.
Thank you, Kirk. But, yeah, man, that was the answer today. So, just simply, it was an oversight from the SID or whoever typed it up. But Will Muschamp is still working on the defensive coaching staff.
Hey, man, I want to mention this because we talked about it. The Jets are paying their guys. Sauce Gardner just got his deal. 4 years, ties him to the team till 2030. So, under his current deal with the extension, he's there till 2030. And he got paid $60 million guaranteed. Remember, yesterday it was Garrett Wilson. Today it is Sauce Gardner. And remember, Gardner's pretty damn good guy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. at arenaclub.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut.
An artist.
An actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
As defensive rookie of the year, two-time first-team All-Pro, two-time Pro Bowler, and now he's the highest-paid corner in the NFL.
So the A.J. Terrell deal certainly doesn't look too, you know, bad right now. It's amazing. Every year, market gets reset. Do you think we'll see a Drake London deal before this camp's over?
No.
I don't think either.
I don't think so. Hey, man, we're coming back. Bruce Feldman's going to join us. We'll talk to him from The Athletic about all this college football news as we are front and center this week with SEC Media Days. We're live at the All-Star Game, guys, right here at Cobb Gallery at Murph's.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.